On the phone here on a Tuesday morning, we wrap up every month on Tuesdays with the leader of the RBB.
Careful what you say his name.
And his name is Dr. Mike Wilcox. Dr. Mike is my buddy. I called you Mike Huckabee earlier. I can't have you running the state of Arkansas and and the school district. You've got too many good things going on in the school district. Arkansas can't have you. You're all ours. Oh. Hey, good morning. How are you?
I appreciate that. It's always good to be wanted. Now, all the always good to be in the argument.
That's exactly right. Now, all the educators I've talked to this year, in 2017, we have brought up the lack of bad weather, the lack of school days being canceled, but you've had the fog. And not Fog Allen, but you've had a little fog out there. That's been it. That's a pretty good start to the 2017 winter, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, we had the two delays last week on fog. Monday was really foggy right here, and then you know, Wednesday was one of those crazy days for all of our listeners out there, because you know, it didn't roll into the entire district yet. At all, and they were predicting that at 6 o'clock it's clear as a bell, but they were saying, you know, in 45 minutes it's going to be really, really bad. So I kind of, you know, went with that, and it never came, and on those mornings, you know, you look really, really smart or really, really not, and all, but
safety first.
You know, had it rolled in, we would have been right in the middle of our first drought, and we couldn't let that happen. So I erred on the side of caution. So our folks out there listening that was wondering about last Wednesday, that's exactly what happened. So
Mike,
we haven't had that very many times, luckily, but it did last Wednesday.
You got a report card, and you got an A on the report card.
Very nice.
Yes.
RBB, you're proud of that?
A corporation. Oh, very proud of that. Our folks have worked so hard. From starting with our kids, you know, our kids have done a great job. They've responded to everything that we've asked of them. Our teachers have done the same. They've bought into our philosophy, our approach, and been wonderful. And our parents are supportive. So it was well earned and very deserved. And I give all the credit to all of our folks. So.
Now, in a lot of school systems, we hear about STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. You have STEAM out there, and you're doing some great things.
Oh, well, thank you. We science, technology, engineering, and math. Yeah, we've added the A in there because, we're well known for the arts, the performing arts. So we've added the arts in there and made it STEAM. And as I had mentioned previously, the Redevelopment Commission has worked very well with us and over the next over 6 years, this being year two of six, have released back 15% or 250,000 or 15% a year. This year it was 270 that was released back to us, and that goes directly into, we have three STEAM coordinators that do professional development with our teachers and are right in the classroom teaching the kids as well. We are upgrading our total infrastructure, and a portion of that is going towards, we have been, had been one-on-one grades 6 through 12 for this would be our fifth year total. This is our first year with Chromebooks. Grade 6 through 12. We have repurposed the better of those iPads that were turned in, and we're going to reissue those to our kindergarten and first graders. And then we are looking at purchasing additional Chromebooks, and that will be 2-to-1. So like if two of us were fourth grade teachers and one of us was going to teach Indiana history in the morning and one of us was going to teach health and science in the afternoon, one of us can schedule having those devices for the morning and the other for the afternoon, and we make maximum use of those, and that is grades two through five. So that is directly how that the redevelopment commission money that was given back to us from the TIF district that we've put into place, and it's a great thing.
We're talking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Mike, are you on popcorn duty for the sectional?
Ho ho!
Hey, you know, we've got a great draw. We couldn't have drew it up better for us, and so we're excited about excited about that. You know, we've had a really, really nice season, and we're hosting it. We've got tonight, and we were fortunate to draw the bye. We tip off at 6 o'clock on Friday against the winner of Owen Valley and Brown County, and then the other bracket, Northview drew the bye, and they'll play the winner of West Vigo and Sullivan. And so it's a real nice competitive sectional. You know, we're hosting it. We think we've got as good a chance as anybody. You know, it's one of those years if we can just get out of our sectional, I think we could make a splash, you know, in the next week or two after that. So it's just one of those years. You know, we've got a really nice team and of course, great kids and our folks have done a nice job and we're also celebrating Zane Sullivan was a state finalist wrestler at 120. What a great job he did. He ran up against a great kid from Ron Colley that was just fantastic, and with just a few seconds left in the second period, it was still tied 0-0, and he took a chance to win, and you gotta love that, and it just didn't work out. But he's just a junior, and he's already talking about next year. And then this past weekend, Jacob Shunk was a state finalist diver for us and did a fantastic job. Ended up finishing 23rd overall, but what a tough field that was. So to be up there and all is just fantastic accomplishment for all those kids and great for our programs.
Now, before we talk to you next time, we'll have a spring break in there somewhere, and your spring break's a little different than some other folks.
Yeah, we're a couple weeks away. We're the week of Monday the 13th, and we just do 1 week this year, and our makeup days / days off will be in May. We've already made up our two that we missed, and the two we missed really weren't for snow; they were for ice.
Right.
That one really icy mornings. If we wouldn't have any more days because of weather, we'll have a couple 3 and 4 day weekends in May as a result. Between May 5th, because that's when our standardized assessments and then between then and graduation.
Mike, speaking about that, most schools don't particularly like ISTEP. We won't talk about that, but you guys are having a pep rally for ISTEP.
There, take that, ISTEP.
Yeah. You know, first example yesterday out at Steinsville, and a couple of our high school kids went out and talked with the kids, and Glenn Hopkins, our principal out there, just telling them, encouraging the kids, you're well prepared, your teachers have got you ready, you're going to do great, now it's time to just get a good night's sleep, you know, eat a good breakfast and come in and do your best, and you're going to be great. So we did that in each of the buildings, we're looking forward to that. Kids of are approaching it with a great frame of mind, and teachers are excited, got a level of confidence that we haven't always seen, and also it's great to see that. So.
Before we wrap it up, Mike, the Greater Bloomington Chamber of Commerce and the Franklin Initiative recognized some of your people in the Educator Awards last week. That was pretty neat. You had some really neat programs recognized and people.
We did. What a wonderful night. What a great night for both MCC and RBB. For us, our folks was recognized high school special ed teacher Jenny Miller, high school French teacher Elise Tilley, intermediate third grade teacher Sarah Smock, and then also our Steinsville Cory Choir. Was honored, and we had two or three each year since I've been here, but never four, so that made it a little extra special. But for Jenny and Elise and Sarah and all the choir kids and Lisa Bruns, the director of the choir program out there, what a great night and well-deserved awards, and we were very proud And that was just a great night for RBD.
Your choir was getting recognized, but they had a double engagement that night. They were at the IU women's basketball game.
Yeah, they were over at IU singing that night. So
they're booked.
So, Kelsey Holtz was, and of course Jim Conrad was great enough that they went ahead and worked with our people. And for anyone who has been to that during the meal, and like that, one of the award winners usually plays kind of the background music, whether it's a jazz band or the violins, like the other day, which were wonderful. They've already scheduled our kids to sing next year during that time. So
That's great.
They were performing at the IU game last week, they're already scheduled to be the ones for next year. So pretty neat. So
great job as always. Always plenty of stuff to get caught up with, and enjoy March. Great luck with your sectional and hosting that. That's a big job, as we know. Enjoy the spring break, and we'll get caught up when we're getting ready to get ready for April.
Wonderful. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all you guys do for us, and you guys have a great month, and enjoy this crazy but great weather.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Really, really appreciate it.
Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent at RBB. Always good to get caught up with him. And, yeah, how about that calendar? They're going to have three-day weekends all May. Keep your fingers crossed. Let's keep it just like this.
You're not going to give us any snow during the sectionals or the regionals.
No, I just gave you the forecast for the entire week.
It looks great.
There's nothing. It's almost frightening. We thank Dr. Mike for his time. As always, we get caught up with him on the final Tuesday of each month to see what's happening at RBB.